Welcome to the Mommy Beta Podcast. We are four mommies beta testing parenthood. Actually, today we are only three mommies, but in theory we are four because our fourth mommy had a little computer trouble. But you are listening to the pilot episode of the Mommy Beta Podcast. Thank you for joining us. I'm Natalie Morris, and I have with me on the line Natalie Gaffori and Alex Aronoff. Hello, ladies.
Hello.
So we're excited to start our new podcast, and you guys are all, we do have some babies on the line, so we might have some editorial comments from the peanut gallery, right?
Yes.
So what we're going to do here every week is just talk about the things that we're writing about on our blog, mommybeta.com. Hopefully you follow along with that. And this is our place to talk about it because we write our blogs independently and we never tell each other what we're writing about usually. And so this is how we keep up with motherhood. But we don't get to talk about it that much because we all live in different cities. So I thought we would start off by just talking about the things we've been writing about recently. Natalie, why don't you go ahead and start?
Sure. Thanks, Nat. So one of the posts I put up this week was about a Guinness Book World Record attempt that's going to happen this weekend, and it's all about cloth diapering, which is something that Nat and I are both really excited about. So what's happening is it's called the Great Cloth Diaper Change, and this Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific, there's going to be a world record attempt to change the most cloth diapers simultaneously. So basically, I think it's a fun thing. It would be neat to be a part of a world record, but I also think that raising awareness of cloth diapering and how easy it is and how cute it is and how, you know, totally manageable it is really important. And obviously, you know, this is all tied in with Earth Day. So Nick and I are going to head down to our local cloth diaper chain host. And you can find that online if you go to their website. You can find your local location where you can get together with a bunch of other mommies and daddies who are cloth diaperers and attempt a world record. So that's something that I was excited about this week.
Natalie, is that the first world record?
You know what? I'm not sure. I don't know if there's an existing record or not. It probably is a new world record because I looked around a little bit to try to figure out what the number, like how many had to be changed to break the old record, and I didn't see anything. So I think it probably is a new thing.
I know. Very cool. I've covered things before where Guinness is sort of present to make sure that they have a lot of really stringent requirements. In fact, I was asked to be a witness at one of these in Denver, and I just couldn't make the travel arrangements work. But this is a kind of a fun thing because you have to have so many people participating formally. So it'll be interesting to see the photos from it and all the experiences from it. And it's so exciting.
Yeah,
I was going to say, that's something to put in his baby book.
Totally.
Yes. Speaking of baby books, so Alex, you wrote about baby books and baby boxes this week. And I'm finding the same thing. I'm just shoving so many little inserts in Baby Mo's baby book that it's just becoming, I need a box or a bag.
Absolutely. So instead of a baby book, I just don't have the time to write things down and keep everything organized. So I did two things. One is I'm creating a box. And the most important thing I'm going to have in there is that letters from her grandparents. I've asked them to write letters to her, and I will give this box to her on her 18th birthday. So I've written about that and asked anybody for ideas and what else to include. You know, I have her outfit from the hospital, a first family photo, current events. Would love to hear from you gals what you guys would include.
Oh, that's super cute. In Baby Mo's book, I have the newspaper from the day he was born because mm-hmm. we stopped on the way to the hospital and picked one of those up. And it's just so bulky and it doesn't really fit in the book. It makes the book just this big fat thing. So a box is a super cute idea.
I love the newspaper idea. I think we had planned to do that. And then when I saw the newspaper for the day he was born, there was something really depressing on the front page. I can't remember what it was, but I just thought to myself, I can't do it. I can't put this in his book. So we left that one out.
You could have maybe taken the comics or something.
Yeah, that's true. I do have his birth announcement in there.
Oh, that's cute. Yeah, I'll definitely include that. Yeah, so I'm not for the book, but I'm going to do the box. And then the other thing we do is I call it the online baby book, which is really a blog that I've created for her. And it is public, but I've only shared the link with family members. But I'm sure other people can find it if they so please.
That's really cute. I always wonder about these technologies that I'm kind of relying on. Like my baby has a Twitter account and he'll be able to read back. But, you know, Twitter's not, it's ephemeral. It doesn't keep for the whole of his life. So he won't be able to go back and see the tweets that say I don't like broccoli, which he doesn't. He hates broccoli.
Oh, no.
Neither does Reese.
No, she does not. She agrees.
Well, so what I've been writing about this week is school searching. So we've decided to move to the suburbs now. So Alex, you'll be the last one in a major metropolis city because we just decided it's too hard to live in New York City with the baby and we wanted a little bit more space. And so now I'm obsessing on greatschools.com and I feel like I can't find the right town that has, you know, the right community with the right amount of schools. And I feel like it's just too soon for me to worry about this because he's only 8 months. But it's taking up all of my time.
Well, you say it's too soon, Natalie. I don't agree because, I wish it wasn't too soon, but Josh and I are thinking of that and planning because if we want to stay in San Francisco, we have to start applying for preschools now. She's not even 9 months. So that's just overwhelming for me. So we are thinking about the long term.
Yeah, it's bonkers.
Yeah, so I'm glad you wrote about that because it's something on my to-do list.
Yeah, and you know, I thought, well, how much can it really make that big of a difference if, you know, we put him in a school that's not a 9 or a 10? But then I looked back at my education, and I went to all schools that were really high rated. So then I thought, well, you know, I can't subject him to anything less than what most people say they want more for their kids, not less.
Right.
I wonder how often those ratings change, you know, between now, you know, in the next 5 years before he goes to kindergarten. Is there a likelihood that a school would go from a 7 to a 10 or from a 10 to a 5? I wonder how kind of flexible they are.
I don't know. And, you know, and I can always say, okay, well, maybe I will just put him in private school when that time comes. But then that's something you need to be, you know, saving for right now. And I was a big fan of the public education system, but I had a good experience with it. So I'm reading now this book called The Life and Death, what's it called? The Death and Life of the Great American School System by a historical educational researcher. Her name's Diane Ravitch. So hopefully that'll at least give me some kind of encouragement on the types of things to be looking in at schools for instead of just the great schools rating, because I don't want to go live and die by that. I don't think that's smart either.
And Natalie Court, when you moved to the suburbs, is that something you considered, or did you move before you even thought of having?
No, we definitely had having kids in mind when we moved, and it was something that was really important to me. We were initially looking at buying. And I think that it's more important if you're buying because, you know, you're kind of stuck in that school district unless you get into a problem like one of the commenters on Natalie's blog post did, where her local school system was overloaded. So she had to go to a different school because her school district was, or her particular school was full. But, you know, we looked into that. We looked at the great schools, and I was lucky in that the community that I fell in love with also has awesome schools. Basically, any school that you go to, if you live in this city, is going to be great. They're all, you know, 8, 9, 10s. And I think that influenced me falling in love with this city. But I also love, you know, how walkable it is, how many, you know, shops and restaurants and great libraries and parks and a lot of community activities. So I think you really have to look at the whole picture. You can't, it's easy to kind of get stuck on one thing, but you have to, you know, take your whole quality of life into account when you're going to make a big move.
Yeah. And, you know, some of the communities that we looked at that had lesser rated schools, or some of them had magnet schools and chartered schools, which is another thing to learn about. You know, the houses are a good, like, $100,000 more to buy for the ones that are in good schools.
That's why we're renting.
So it's crazy. But, you know, this is kind of, it's not toilet paper. You don't want to skimp on this.
Right.
Well, we want to tell you, our listeners, to vote for our polls that we're doing on Mommy Beta. Natalie, you put those up. Do you want to tell us what that is?
Sure. On our Facebook page, we're using one of the new Facebook features, which is questions. So probably about once a week, we're going to try to put up a poll. This week, we're starting with asking you questions about what do you want to see on Mommy Beta? You know, do you want more giveaways? Do you want more product reviews? Do you want to more hear more about our personal stories, our day-to-day lives? So if you go to facebook.com/mommybeta, you can weigh in on that poll. And then we're also going to be posting things like, what kind of giveaways do you want to see? Or, you know, maybe we'll talk about what your preferences are when it comes to certain baby rearing topics. So just stay tuned for that and respond so we can tailor our content to fit what you're looking for.
Now, a couple other things we'll be doing once this podcast gets going is sharing little stories and asking for your stories as well. And part of this is born out of the Daddy on Board podcast, which my husband Clayton does with his friend. So we're going to do little victories, which are just little kind of things that we see every week, that we do every week, and that make us feel like we're making it in parenting, because there are plenty of things that make us feel the opposite, I'm sure. We're also going to be talking about our parenting heroes, our mommies of the month, and then things we'd like to improve in our parenting skills or learn to do or do better. Although, I mean, we're amazing moms, let's just face it. But
of course. There's
yeah. So that concludes our pilot episode of the Mommy Beta podcast. Anything else you ladies would like to add, or maybe maybe baby Tazzy over there?
Mommy, you doing okay? No, she's good. She's talking and rolling.
Maybe we should give a little shout out to Jennifer Nichols Parnell, who's not with us here on the podcast today. She's our fourth Mama Beta. She will be joining us for future podcasts.
Yes, she's our Southern Belle, and she always has a lot of fun stories. So I feel like she writes the racier posts.
She does.
Yeah, I
Which
love
surprises
that.
Me.
Yeah, she's our Samantha. So. All right, ladies. Well, thank you for getting on the call. Thank you for listening to our pilot episode. And we'll see you back here next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.